Saving a Sexier Island. Notes from an Old Singapore by Neil Humphreys. Prologue. Sebastian Vettel was staring at me. I wanted to punch him. I'm not a tough guy. He was a waxwork figure. The odds were marginally in my favour. But my rage was real. I hadn't anticipated bumping into the Formula One driver at Sentosa's Imbia Lookout. The summit of Singapore's premier tourist destination was never previously known for its international celebrities. It was known for its cable car station, that weird whirly thing that offers panoramic views of the Indonesian haze, and Man with the Snake. I had first visited Sentosa in late 1996, and Man with the Snake was usually found at the Imbia Lookout. He was often the first person to greet new Sentosa arrivals, fresh off the cable car. His greeting always felt slightly incongruous. "Welcome to Sentosa. What do you think of my snake? Isn't it big?" But I found his presence strangely comforting, a quintessentially Singaporean experience. If Man with the Snake was wandering about the place, all was right with Sentosa. But he was gone, and I was stuck with Sebastian Vettel. This wasn't Sentosa, but it did feel a lot like New Singapore. And then I saw that Images of Singapore was closed. That was the point of my family's visit to the Imbia Lookout, to visit the quaint attraction that depicted the country's backstory. My daughter had recently discovered history and wanted to learn about old people. There were no short-term plans to visit my mother-in-law, so I settled on Images of Singapore instead. The exhibition might have been a little worn around the edges, perhaps, but I remembered the place fondly, a benign look at the country's history and cultural diversity, with a heavy-handed banging of the nationalistic drum every now and then. Images of Singapore was one of the few obvious tourist attractions left that was entirely devoted to the cultural fabric of the country itself. And it had been shunted out of the way. Madame Tussauds was taking its place. Stamford Raffles had given way to Lady Gaga. "This is bloody outrageous," I ranted to my wife, my daughter, and the smug Sebastian Vettel staring back at me through the window. "Why has Images of Singapore been replaced by Madame Tussauds? Why doesn't this country respect its own heritage? Why didn't Madame Tussauds make a waxwork of me?" "Calm down, Neil," my wife interjected. "It's 8 p.m, I'm hungry, and your daughter needs to pee." This wasn't quite what I had in mind when I returned to Singapore in 2011. I've got nothing against Madame Tussauds. My childhood fascination with history was fueled by a school trip to London's Waxwork Exhibition, where I was introduced to Henry VIII's six wives, learned about Guy Fawkes' plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament, and narrowly avoided soiling my underwear when my best mate Ross jumped out from behind Jack the Ripper. But a local attraction being consumed by a larger foreign entity was another sign of these so-called sexy times. I called the Sentosa customer service line, and a staff member explained that Madame Tussauds had taken over the glorious colonial property at Imbia Lookout, a military hospital in the 19th century, and a historic location in itself, relegating Images of Singapore to a supplementary attraction, an optional add-on. And his caveat was a real kick in the teeth. Standalone tickets for Images of Singapore were no longer available. They were bundled together with admission to Madame Tussauds. On the Sentosa website, Images of Singapore was trumpeted as a journey to the very soul of the nation. And to get to the very soul of this nation, you must buy a ticket.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?